It's time to go into the music. I'm Al Neff, head of musicology, on this two-minute trip through the soundtrack of music evolution. This time it's a somewhat sad, suspicious, even Orwellian summary of what could have been the final chapter to the book of rock and roll. The sound was born from the electrified blues of the post-World War II world as black Americans from the South migrated north for industrial urban jobs, transplanting country to city and amplifying that sound for bigger and younger audiences. Around about 1956, just as the first wave of the baby boom hit adolescence, Beethoven rolled over and America's parents got worried. This fundamentally black, or race music as it was called at that time, named after a black term for sex, was made somewhat more accessible and sanitized to the white audience by artists like Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Buddy Holly. But for a while they existed together on radio and records with Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and Little Richard, especially because of certain stations and DJs who played the original black and inspired white versions of the music, instead of the literally whitewashed covers of made-to-market teen idols, which began to appear by the late 50s. Now here's where it gets close to conspiracy. In 1959, Buddy Holly's plane crashed, killing him and two other promising young rockers, Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. Chuck Berry was thrown in federal prison for transporting an underage girl over state lines. Little Richard entered the ministry. The career of Jerry Lee Lewis was affected because of a marriage to his 13-year-old first cousin. Elvis Presley was drafted into the army. And America's most popular rock disc jockey, Alan Freed, was taken off the air in a payola scandal. The rock and roll world was gutted of its main talent, and the sound of rock and roll receded dramatically for the next 5 years, until it was brought back to its birthplace by the British. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. If there ever was a blessed invasion, that provided the rebirth of the brand new beat. I'm Al Neff. Thanks for 2 minutes of your time and attention.
Into the Music traces the sonic roadmap of the most important artists in the evolution of popular music, and is a short detour on the scenic route that is the full-length version of the program. Join us on our audio road trip by liking Into the Music on Facebook. Into the Music is a Highway 61 production. This program is funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Grant.